Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Lord has a lot to say when you listen to him, hear him out, and even ask questions. Think about it. If you really want to do God's will, why not trust what he says? Why not take him at his word? Why not ask him your concerns? If you ever get a job that you really long for, you really desired that job for a long time, now you got the job. Somebody gave you a break. And you want to do good on the job because you want this, you're doing something that you love doing. So whenever your boss speaks, what he says is very important. I'm not talking about people who ride it out and hide and take long breaks and don't want to work. I'm talking about people that really are into what they're doing. And they want to make a difference. They want to be good at it. Just like the entertainers, they want to be good at what they do. They're enthused about what their talents and what they do, the way they sing. And they want to be good at what they do. Well, some people do that on their professions. You know, I'm a mechanic. I like doing good work. And I've known other mechanics that love to do good work. And they're into it. They learn about the cars. And they find better ways of doing things. And I work behind mechanics like that. I work with mechanics like that. And they do, it's amazing to watch them work. And then there are those that they are mechanics or they are in their profession. And it doesn't mean anything to them. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about people that's enthused to do good. And you get a firm understanding of what the company wants and how they do things. And so it is with all in sports. You know, the best athletes, their heart is in it. They're enthused about what they're doing. They really want to go to the pros, so they listen to the coach. They get a good understanding, and they have a greater network. And those are the teams that go to the championship. Now, how much more when we listen to the Lord and hear what he has to say? Everything, now this is something, one scripture said in the Psalms, taste and see that the Lord is good. After I did it my way for a long time, and I was no better off. My dad was a minister. He was a pastor, and my mother was a pastor's wife. And she, when I say that, she was not just his wife. She was a pastor's wife. She believed in the ministry. She loved the people. She loved the children when she taught Sunday school. And also, she was a school teacher, and she loved her children. And some of you may have been in her class. She taught at East Lake Elementary, Maudetta Hamby. And if she was your teacher, you know what I'm talking about. She made sure you learn. Her name was Maudetta Hamby, and she loved the people. And she was always that way. She was that way at home. You know, all my life, that's the way she was the way she was. She was always the same. Now, and she was enthused about what she did. Not because somebody would pat her on the back, but she loved God and she loved people. And my daddy loved God and he loved people. And after going through World War II, he saw what could happen to a country that disregarded God. And he was motivated. Sometimes people don't follow God because they're not motivated. My father was motivated. And when I saw my parents motivated to God, and I didn't have my mind made up as a child. I didn't get saved until I was almost 20. I was a few weeks away from being 20 years old when I finally asked the Lord to save me. Now, if I had died, they would have thought I was a Christian. But I was not a Christian. But I had a good example. And a lot of things I did, I was acting right because I didn't want to get a beating. And some things I tried to do, but my parents was praying for me, and the Lord interrupted me till I, you know, got a little old enough to know better. And the Lord spoke to me one day. I talked about this in another broadcast. He said, "You're on your own now." And I knew that I had to get saved, and I knew that I needed to believe on Jesus, but I still didn't. Some years went by before I actually did. Nevertheless, when I finally tried God, I tasted to see He was good. I felt the peace of God when I got saved. I said, I didn't know it was like this. Nobody in the world could tell me how good it was. To the point, I actually got angry at Christians because they didn't tell me they had peace like that. I even got mad at my parents because they didn't tell me you sense God's presence like that. See, when you're a sinner, you don't know these things. But when you finally ask the Lord in faith, now you have a reference for His peace and His love, and you know that you will live forever. There's nothing like it in the world system. See, we've been talking about the broad road. When you get off that broad road and onto the narrow path is as wide as Jesus' wide open arm. Now, that's narrow compared to the rest of the world that's going haywire. Now, when you step out of that wilderness world into the peace of God, there's no comparison. Now, hear me good. When you turn your back on sin, you're turning your back on the root causes of all of your frustrations, problems, and things that cause your life to go south. When you turn your back on the world, you're getting rid of the problem. Stick to what God said in the first place. Whatever God tells you to do, I promise you, it's well thought out. And if you obey Him, you're going to learn that He knows what He's talking about. And you're going to learn for yourself that He is wise. He thought of everything. See, think about the way you feel. Some people are suicidal. Why do you feel that way? Write it down. When did you start feeling suicidal? When did you start feeling the strife? When did you start feeling the frustration? What started it? Now go all the way back. If you're honest, you can trace it right back to a choice to do something or somebody else's choice to do something. You know, there are many people that's been hurt. The enemy gets his foothold in our lives through three avenues: our weaknesses, our hurts, and our fears. So the things, the weaknesses, what were you weak to? Why did you listen to the world over God's word? Somewhere. I'm not trying to cast blame, because some of the problems, they come from satanic oppression. Satan trying to aggravate your life somewhere. But see, for that, to counter that, God gave you authority over him through Jesus Christ. Only through Jesus Christ can you run him out of your life. Your weaknesses. Some people, they have a weakness of smoking or drinking or lusting after women. Once you begin down that road, sin will dominate your life. And then there are pedophiles that molest children. Some grown people, they remember they were molested, and they carry the weight of the world on their shoulders. That's a hurt. Or parents that were abusive, that's a hurt. Or parents that didn't take care of them. When other parents took care of their children, their parents didn't take care of them. Nobody taught them anything. And people whooped them a lot, or fussed at them, or said they were nothing. These are hurts. Now, I said in previous broadcasts, you can listen to them on newlivingletters.com, on the audio page, on the audio 5 page for this year. But previously, in previous broadcasts for this year, the Lord had me talking about how when people have, as you take God at His word, a healing process begins in you. And this healing process continues to grow in and throughout your life. The healing process begins when you, from the moment you first believe on Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You believed on Jesus Christ. Faith looks to God because you trusted the Lord and you took God at His word and rejected the lies of the world system, which is the same as what Adam should have done if he didn't listen to a snake lying against God in the first place. When we take God at His word and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He died, he already died in our place. But when we believe it, and we ask the Lord to save us through Jesus Christ, and we believe his blood washed our sin away, and he rose again to justify us, we get to live forever. But what the Lord has done for us, he has given us life instead of death. He destroyed death and gave us life. And it's real. And it's forever. And then his word will help us not go make the same ridiculous choice that Adam made in the first place. We get saved from sin not to go back and do it again on purpose. In fact, because you love God, if you love God and if you fear God, you just don't want to sin anymore. You can't fear God and choose to go sin. You're going to serve one master or the other. You're going to love God and seek to do things his way. And the enemy is going to come try to tempt you. And the reason he has to come and tempt you is because you don't want to do that. If he didn't bother you, you'll probably grow without interference. But there's worldly interference. So the word of God is going to come and nourish your heart. And you'll be able to use your faith for greater and greater things. From the time you first believe, you'll be able to believe God and take him at his word. And you'll overcome the phony things of this world, the dangerous things of this world, the hurtful things of this world, all your weaknesses as you receive God's word in your heart. You will become stronger and stronger and stronger over time. It's not noticeable at first. As you're growing, one day something's going to happen, and the thing that used to get you down, you'll be laughing at it. That's because you're in faith now. And many of you know what I'm talking about because you've experienced it. That's what it's like when you grow in the Lord. It happened day by day over time, listening to God's word, going to listen to good pastors, good parents, good people that love God. And once, when your heart is charged with the word of God, you're just like a battery. You can get a brand new battery off the shelf that's not charged yet. You charge it up, it'll start your car. If the battery is down, if somebody left the lights on, the battery is down, you try to crank the car, you get that old brrr, you get that noise it makes, brrr, and you're not going anywhere. But when you follow God, it's like having a, when you listen to the word of God, that healing process is always working. And when it's time to start the car, you start the car of your life. You get you're charged with the word of God. So when the enemy come talking, you say, Satan, shut up in Jesus' name. Or you can't tempt me with that person. Or you can't tempt me with that situation. Or I will not steal from anybody. My God supply my needs. You can quote the word and stand against the tricks of the enemy. You'll stop being sneaky. You'll stop laughing when people get hurt. You'll start seeking to be a blessing to people as you grow. As you grow, you'll start taking the right things serious, and the wrong things you'll take it serious enough to stop it in your life. That because the healing process is ever growing in you. But that's not happening for people who never believed in the first place. With the healing process, you're going to take all of your concerns to the Lord and talk to him about it. I mentioned earlier, sometimes the things that throw us off track, we can trace it back to the day somebody hurt us. Somebody we looked up to didn't believe in us. Or somebody said, you'll never amount to nothing. A teacher may have done it. You know, trying to motivate you to do your lesson, and she or he may have said, you'll never amount to nothing. You'll never graduate high school. You'll never graduate college. And you can remember that, and it hurt you. You are made in the image of God. And the enemy uses people in their weaker moments to speak. They may have been frustrated by something totally different, but they said something that got to you. Or they did something that got to you. or somebody, you know, people, some people go through embarrassing things. Somebody, you know, they may have run into somebody in the family or somebody they know was a pedophile and touched them where they wasn't supposed to, or did something to them that they were not supposed to. This stuff don't just evaporate, but God loves you. As you receive His word, you will have the strength to deal with it. Now, when people hurt you, one thing you have to do, just like we've asked God to forgive us, this is how you get your power back. Go back and forgive the people that hurt you. And stop looking at them. Stop fearing them. I don't care who it is and what they've done. Don't fear them and forgive them. And you'll get your power back. Now, you were still wounded. Christ is our healer. He didn't just, we always talk about how, by His stripes we're healed. I say that a lot. You know, a lot of us preachers do that because we want people to know that if they're on a dying deathbed, if they're dying, God can bring life to that body because Jesus Christ paid for the healing of your body. And if you beat cancer, you're not the first one that He ever brought out of cancer. Whatever condition you have, you won't be the first one God healed in it. He's still doing it. Now, religious people in past years taught that healing went out with the apostles because they didn't want to deal with healing and because they were taught wrong. But see, the Word of God, it trumps wrong knowledge. The Word of God is stronger than wrong knowledge. The Holy Spirit will give you true knowledge and you can build your life. But another thing that Jesus did when He died for us, He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was on Him. So if you don't have peace because somebody did you wrong, hurt you, molested you, embarrassed you, didn't believe in you, if you take it to the Lord, my friend, if you take it to the Lord, He knows how to build you up, and the devil can't use that situation ever again against you. And you'll be able to minister to other people and tell them what God told you. You don't have to act out and surrender. You don't have to live a life of defiance. Because when the enemy do these things, he tempt people to blame God for it. But God is the one who said, Satan seeks to kill, steal, and destroy. He walks around as a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour. And the reason he attacked you is because he's afraid of you. He knew that you might love God one day. And he wanted to do something to get you off track. He does people this way. He set people up to go to jail to get them out of the way. He don't want you in the ministry field. He knows that if you fall in love with God, you'll be mighty. That's why people kept attacking you all your life. But see, it wasn't the people, it was the enemy using the puppet people that had weaknesses, hurts, and fears just like you do. See, he's playing everybody against everybody. He'll lie to you against God. When you sin, he'll go and blame and show God all your faults and try to get God to be mad at all your faults. But God knows what time it is. He can't fool God. But he can fool people that don't know God. See, Daniel said the people that do know the Lord, their God, will be strong and do exploits because the healing life of Jesus Christ comes from that narrow walk. When we walk the narrow path, we can do things that others can't do. You know, just like in Star Wars, the Jedi Knights, they could do things that others couldn't do. That's what Christians really can do. You know, the Jedi Knights could run fast. All right. Elijah outran the king's chariot. And then they had the lightsaber. Well, the angel that protected the tree of life had a flaming sword. See, all this is there. Then Elijah used to be transported. He transported Philip in the book of Acts. After he baptized the Ethiopian eunuch, then he got caught away in the spirit and transported to another city. See, everything the Jedi Knights did is based on what Christians really do. We lay hands on people and heal them. We speak a word, and we were not there. We tell people what they were doing, and we were on the other side of town sleep, because the Holy Spirit would give us what to say. I don't want people missing out on the wonders of God, the signs and the wonders that we enjoy. Your life is just as important as Jesus' life to God. If you ever doubt that whether God loves you or not, to God, you're just as important as Jesus Christ, because he died to save you. He loved you just like he loved me. I'm telling the truth. I'm right. Your life is too important to throw it away over something that happened years ago. Because God loves us. You know, I have to tell people that fornication is wrong. That's when people that are not married have sex. And then adultery is wrong, when somebody that's married have sex outside of their marriage. And homosexuality is wrong. That's when the woman and a woman try to have sex, or a man and a man. It's wrong. And I mention it so that you'll have faith for it, not because I hate somebody. But I want you to know, whatever started the path that you're on, because whatever people believe, there's a history behind it. There's the reason why they think they do, or the reason why they justify it, or the reason why they act the way they do. It all started from satanic attacks. You were not born wrong. God did a good job when he made you. Sometimes in life you have to break through the darkness. So break through the darkness. The sin will kill you and finish you off and harden your heart till you won't have an appetite for God. So when people are going down the wrong road, and I know, and I want to share the word, the enemy stole their desire for the word. So now I pray for a greater anointing to break the yokes, and so people can see what's happening to them before they go to hell. Because when they go to hell, they're out of my jurisdiction. I can't reach in there and get them. I've been there. The Lord showed it to me. So I have to warn people not to go. It can be avoided through Jesus Christ. If you love God, you're not going to miss anything in the world. And it's not hard. People say, well, I don't know if I can do it. I know how you feel. I felt the same way. Because growing up in church, some people that go, in any church, there are people who just love God sincerely. And they mean to do right. They do what's right. They do all they know to do. And they do well. And then there are those that hadn't made up their mind. So as a child, I heard conversations among guys, among men, young men. Some of them didn't make up their mind to serve God. But see, when you go to church, in my mind at that time, you're a Christian. But they were not doing the things of God. Their conversation didn't match the word of God. And I said, you know, I want to make sure I'll do right. I don't want to pretend to do right or just act right. I want to do what's right. But I didn't know what I wanted yet. I didn't know. It was so many things I didn't, you know, I was looking at myself. But see, when you look to Jesus, you receive his strength, and then you'll have strength to navigate your life because of him. Because with a sin nature, you're not going to choose what's right. If you get bit by the world good enough, you'll say, Jesus, do something with my life. I need your help. That's the kind of person God's looking for. He said, I came to heal the sick. Show me the sick people that want help, not the righteous people that think they are right. God can't do nothing with a person that think they all right and their life all tore up. He can't do nothing with that kind of person. You've got to trust Jesus. And to those who trust Jesus, you're going to live forever. You're going to come out of your mess. And remember, God is looking at the heart, not what people are saying and doing. He's looking at the heart. And when he knows what kind of heart he can reach and what kind of heart will rebel against him forever. And some people just don't want to be saved. They ask the Lord to save them, and they love the world too much, and they'll say it. And some people, they love the world, they just don't tell nobody. Those are what you call wolves in sheep clothing. I'm sorry that they exist. Tares are among the wheat. Jesus said, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord, and I say, I never knew you. This is very serious. But if you want help, if you know you need help, you listen to the right preacher. Go talk to Jesus. Go talk to the Lord. Believe on Jesus Christ. Take your salvation and run with it. I'm right. I'm telling the truth. I'm preaching good. Because you will live forever. Everybody that trusts what I'm saying, they will live forever. And they'll overcome the world. And they'll bless other people, help other people understand the life of God. Now, just like people, they're bold to do whatever they're doing. Be just as bold to name Jesus as your Lord in their face. If he blessed you, if he brought you out of homosexuality, tell others. It's a sin. The homosexuality is going to destroy them. It's not like the politicians say. They just want your vote. They don't care whether you go to heaven or hell in some cases. I don't like to believe the worst about people, but sometimes people don't, they don't think about God. They don't care nothing about all that. And some of them might be deceived. I give them that. And this world is full of deception. There's so many traps. The truth is, God loves you and he wants to redeem you. He don't want to have to let you have to end up in hell. He don't want to tell you, you can't go, you can't come up here. And he does it every day against people he loved that wouldn't listen and didn't have anybody to tell him. And I said, Lord, I want you to take my life and do something with it. Because I didn't like what I did with it. I needed his help. And he started working with me. That's what happened. Miracles happen. I've seen miracles. I've been in miracles. I've experienced miracles. I've had miracles for me. I've had the Lord to wake me up and teach me things. I've seen visions. I've seen demons. I've seen demons on people. And every time I see something, my heart goes out to the person. People are the way they are because of the past, what happened. God can overcome the past, help you overcome your past, help you forgive the people that did you wrong. See, that's how you get your power back. That may sound crazy. I understand if you think it is. But that's how you get your power back. Don't stop being afraid of people. And sometimes you're going to have to turn some folks over to God. If you were in a gang and the gang said they're going to kill you, they made a movie about this. Nobody leaves our gang. Turn them over to God. Tell Satan he can't ever use them gang members against you, your children, your family, your parents. If the devil, if a gang member say, we'll take your whole family out. All right. He said it. Go tell the Lord. Say, Lord, he said he'll take my family out. And then tell Satan, you'll never take my family out. And there's angels all around, everybody you know. Ask God to protect you and your family. And then rebuke the deception that's on their life. And tell Satan he'll never be able to use that person to kill anybody. And turn him over to the Lord, or her over to the Lord, whoever.